Hi, David. Nice to chat.
Thank you, Nadia. You too.
And now Nat 5 posted a photo of some of you doing a recovery session. I've got to say, it looked like something out of a travel brochure. Tell us where you were.
Yeah, we're up at Crystal Cascades at a little waterfall near there. We had some local intel from a cousin that lives up here, he said. So, yeah, a little local knowledge got us a nice little spot.
So Hub Life doesn't seem that hard second time round.
Oh, we're certainly a bit more used to it, but it has its challenges. But, yeah, we're fortunate enough to be able to go out and do things like that occasionally, especially if there's no one around like that day was, which is great.
Now, it was an impressive win against Melbourne. Firm signs that the team is moving forward, I think, under Justin Longmuir, a young team, but there was more consistency in your setup, consistency in your play and effort as well. What is now working for you all, David?
Yeah, I think just as a complete unit, we understand what each other and what each line is trying to do. So we're able to set up the field really efficiently and work really well together to generate our outcomes. Clearly, our room for improvement is moving the ball forward and being efficient in that kind of manner. But I think that's building, and I think we're putting ourselves in a really good spot to kind of get the most out of those attacking forays. So, yeah, I think the growth in the group this year under Justin in challenging circumstances without having much training together has been really positive.
Yeah, he's already being touted as the front runner for Coach of the Year. And watching the big smile on his face after that game, I think shocked a lot of people because not often you see an AFL coach smiling after a game. And we had a lot of fun trying to guess what it is that he said to you as you both walked off the ground. What was the conversation you were having?
Oh, he was just so proud of the entire group and stoked with how we set up the game right from the start. We started really well and in a really positive manner and in pretty difficult trying conditions, we're able to play the kind of game that we wanted to play. So, yeah, he was just absolutely thrilled. He's certainly emotionally invested in the ride with us within game day, but throughout the week as well. So it's great to have a coach like that.
Did he say anything like 2 more years?
No, I think that's what I was saying to him, but that's why maybe he was laughing.
So we were hoping maybe a deal was being done at that very moment.
No, unfortunately not, no.
Well, you know, that is certainly the sentiment among fans at the moment. And in fact, not long after that game, a very funny meme of you started doing the rounds. And for those who haven't seen it, it's a photo of you, David. You've been altered to look a lot older. You've got grey hair, a grey beard. And the caption reads, 5-time premiership player David Mundy announces 2048 to be his last season. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. I've been sent that by quite a few people.
And what did you think when you first saw it?
Yeah, I had a good chuckle at it myself. That'd be lovely, going out with 5 in 28 years' time. But, yeah, that'd be a great result.
I thought you looked a bit biblical in that picture. You reminded me of Noah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Paul Darfield, experimental player, sent it to me and told me he sort of looked like Gandalf. I just needed the hat and stick. So, it was quite good. I enjoyed it.
You are clearly the man of the moment, David. On Tuesday, the AFL actually released some footage of you scoring your first goal for the Dockers. That was against Richmond back in 2005.
Back he goes. Black. Mundy from 40 metres out. Scores a little at Subiaco. Mundy kicks the goal. And after all the push and shove and the melee, the Dockers get the first goal. It's quite a measured approach because he just cleared the football up and opened it up for his side. And he's happy, Mundy. That's his first goal in AFL football.
David, what are your memories of that moment?
I remember it took me a little while to get there. I was 14 or 15 games in at that point and was able to sneak forward from a half-back flank. So, it was nice to be able to capitalise with that, but the moment went so quickly. I remember thinking back. I don't even remember really thinking about what I was doing, to be honest. I just kind of went through the motions and executed pretty well in the end, so it was nice. And up until that point, I think I'd kicked 5 or 6 points, so it was nice to get one through the big sticks.
Yeah, it was your 14th game. You're right. It did take a bit to get there. But it's lovely that we're celebrating that moment again. It's, again, going crazy on social media, thanks to the AFL. Under my calculations, you're about to play your 330th game this weekend. How many more games do you honestly think you have in you?
Who knows what the AFL landscape is going to look like, but I certainly feel like I'm able to produce within games at the moment and run them out pretty fairly strongly. And arguably, more importantly, I'm pulling up really well from games. And even in condensed fixturing that we're going through at the moment, after 4 or 5 days, I feel like I'm getting back up and ready to go for the next game. So I certainly still physically feel like I'm capable. And more than ever, I'm mentally engaged in what we're doing and really happy as a leader of the group to really engage with the entire playing group to try and drive our culture and our standards and our off-field performance as best as I can. So I'm not sure what that means in terms of how many more, but I certainly feel like I'm in a really good place at the moment to give everything that I can to the Fremantle Football Club.
See, I interpret that as you'd like to play on.
I certainly feel like I'm capable at the moment, but there's a lot of factors that go into that, and a lot of those are outside of my control, unfortunately. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, look, there is definitely a movement growing. The hashtag two more years, I think, is gaining traction on social media. So your fans are right behind you. Our guest on ABC Radio Perth this morning is Fremantle's David Mundy. David, we were celebrating grocer Tony Ayle a couple of weeks ago because he's retiring after 56 years in the business. And I believe you are a customer.
Yeah. His business is set up just around the corner from our Coburn base. So quite a few of us are frequent there for our lunch rolls and some fresh fruit.
Do you have much to do with him? Is there anything you'd like to say to him? Because, you know, he's retiring in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, obviously, thank you so much for generating such a great business. The fresh fruit that he provided over many years there has certainly been of high quality, and we've all certainly really enjoyed it. So, thank you very much and enjoy retirement.
Now on Saturday you take on North Melbourne. Are you expecting a solid win there?
We would hope for a solid win, but if this season has shown us anything, is that anything can happen. So whilst we're pretty happy with how we've been able to perform this week is a new challenge, and we're certainly aware of that, not taking North Melbourne lightly. We have a challenging week this week with some travel differences coming up. We're travelling down to Gold Coast and we're out of the game, and so that's I've never done that before, so for the group, it's going to be another kind of hurdle to jump, but I feel like our system and the way that we prepare for games and the group that we've got at the moment, I think we're right up for the challenge, and hopefully we can go out and produce some Justin Longmuir-inspired three-round of football again.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? And yes, the AFL does like to put hurdles in front of our team sometimes, David. Great to chat. Best of luck on Saturday. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Nadia.